right, it's time now to talk to the Cowboys owner and general manager and the head coach, as we do every Monday morning or after a Cowboys game, win or lose. First up, it is the owner, Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning to you.
Congratulations on a win.
Well, a win is a win, although this one feels like a loss because we struggled. Kind of concerns me. But thank goodness that I have my new stadium to comfort me. Stadium, which, by the way, is uncontaminated by two things, American flags and touchdown-making ability. I pay a lot of money for touchdowns, and I didn't see too many of those.
No, but, you didn't.
My team scored about as infrequently as a priest at an all-girls high school. So now I know I don't pay my head coach very much, and I guess I'm getting an appropriate return on that investment. So I figured we would go ahead and hear from him. Let's bring him on, our corpulent man of the hour, Wade Phillips. Wade.
What's corpulent mean? Is that blood cells?
No, that's corpuscles.
No, that's a rank in the Army.
No, that's corporal.
No, that's punishment.
No, punishment is what you put me through yesterday.
Yeah, but we won, Jerry. And hey, I just want to thank you this morning. Thanks for keeping that roof closed. I forgot my sunscreen, and I sat down on my sunglasses, so I couldn't take another sunny day out there. I appreciate that.
I was wondering why you requested we close that roof. Would have been a nice day to keep it open, though.
Well, I tell you what, Jerry, how about my defense? They sure did look good, didn't they?
Yeah, they did look pretty good.
Hey, how's the Wonder Board doing on the offensive side of the ball? You know that book learning dude, that stepchild of yours? How's that offense doing?
He's not a stepchild of mine, although he is redheaded. I will acknowledge that. Well, you did a good job on defense, and you keep coaching up that defense. Maybe we need a little Mr. Fix-It over there on the offense, too.
Yeah, I may go fix that offense while I'm at it. Why not?
Sure. Now, I did like your emotion there at the end of that first half. You were getting a little fiery. I like that.
Well, Jerry, I was so dang mad. You know that full kitchen you put in our locker room?
Uh-huh.
I'd put a potato casserole in there and set it for an hour and 20 minutes, and we was a good hour 25 when they started that delay. And I could smell that tater salad burn from the sidelines, Jerry. That ref was causing me some serious heartache out there, and I was giving it to him.
That's why you were upset.
I was assuming you were talking about their call and reversal of the delay of game penalty in the review.
Oh, no, I was ready to do some eating. I was ready to get in that locker room and do some eating. By the way, they did miss that field goal, Jerry. Did you see that?
I did notice that.
I love it when a team misses a field goal. No one enjoys a missed field goal more than me, Jerry. When the opponent misses it, do you see me signaling no good, Jerry?
Yeah, you basically become our new Rowdy.
Hey, by the way, I hadn't seen Rowdy. What happened to him?
Well, I'm so damn mad at Jerry Jr. for this radio deal he's got us in that I grounded him from being Rowdy.
Attaboy, Jerry.
Yeah, you ought to look at the numbers. It's amazing.
Well,
at least they notice.
Well, Jerry, I don't know you're proud of me for what I did with the game plan, but I got to admit something to you. I didn't spend much time on the game plan this week.
Why not?
Well, I was camped out for that new Twilight movie.
Camped out?
Now, are you more of an Edward guy or a Jacob guy?
Well, I guess I'm more of a Jacob guy because I'm into werewolves.
Yeah.
In fact, I kind of consider myself a one-man wolf pack.
Yeah.
And it used to be me and Jimmy. I invited Jimmy to join my one-man wolf pack.
Jerry, can I join your wolf pack?
Well, you have to win a playoff game to join my wolf pack.
Damn, I'll never join your wolf pack, Jerry.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, no. They're going vaudeville on us.
All right, there's Jerry and Wade for another week. 8:46.